Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Parenting, tips to help you raise competent, godly kids. I'm your host, Sandra K. Chambers, and in this podcast, we cover parenting topics from both a practical point of view and a biblical worldview. Our goal is to help you raise kids with a positive, godly self-image so that they can become all they were created to be. Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Parenting. Last week, we talked about some common characteristics of children who have ADHD. Today, I'm going to share some accommodations that public schools typically make and offer ADHD students. If your child is in a private school, they may not have staff who understand how to make accommodations for ADHD students. You might want to verify that. But if you homeschool, you can adapt some of these accommodations on your own to help your child succeed. ADHD, or Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, is a developmental disorder that usually is first diagnosed in childhood and often continues through adulthood. ADHD symptoms often include inattention, impulsivity, hyperactivity. And children with ADHD are easily distracted, demonstrate decreased listening skills, and attempt to avoid classroom work. Symptoms of hyperactivity and impulsivity include fidgeting or always getting up from a chair, interrupting conversations, or talking excessively. Consequently, all these symptoms often interfere with the child's ability to learn in the classroom. And ADHD accommodations are needed so the child can successfully reach their potential at school. Children with ADHD can be provided with accommodations to help them learn. In a public school setting, these are called 504 plans, and they include appropriate accommodations to help the child achieve goals in school. Generally, this plan is put in place with the input of school staff, parents, and the student, if that student is older. Under 504 accommodations, schools are required to provide reasonable accommodations to students to give the students the best chance of success in the classroom. Students that have been diagnosed with ADHD usually participate in the general education curriculum and do not qualify for special education services. In fact, some ADHD students have high IQs. My own daughter, who was diagnosed with ADHD in early elementary school, has a very high IQ. She took college-age classes in English and writing in high school, and she now has a master's degree. In high school, we put a 504 plan in place to give her longer time on tests, especially in math, and to allow for some verbal testing instead of written tests. We also worked on organizational accommodations. The one takeaway I want you to remember today is that having ADHD does not mean your child will not succeed in life. So here are some common accommodations in a 504 plan if your child has ADHD and qualifies for one. First, presentation and organizational accommodations. Presentation and organizational accommodations change the way the information is presented to the student in the classroom. This may include providing the student with highlighted text in a book or an audiobook. Organizational accommodations may include presenting the child with pre-made outlines, study guides, graphic organizers, or a visual schedule to follow throughout the school day. Some response accommodations can change the way the student responds to completing classroom work. For example, a student may verbally tell a teacher the answers to a test instead of completing the test in a written form. On the other hand, a student may use technology to translate voice to text during classroom assignments. Some environmental accommodations. These mean you change the classroom environment the student is working in. A student may take a test in a different classroom that's maybe quieter and has fewer distractions. The child may use a fidget toy or maybe an alternative seat like a bouncy ball or a wobble chair to complete seated work. Accommodations to the environment can also include changing lighting or noise levels throughout the classroom. Timing accommodations. Timing accommodations change the schedule or timing of the learning environment. For instance, a student with ADHD may receive more time to complete a test or a classroom assignment. Likewise, a student may be allowed more frequent rest breaks during activities. With students who have ADHD, schedules and routines are very important to keep them on track throughout the day. So let's break down some of the typical accommodations by age groups. And I think we are running out of time, so I think we will save those accommodations for our next session. So tune in to find out accommodations at different age levels.